really good defense. Good defense. Front four, front seven, pass rushers. They definitely upgraded their DBs through the draft and free agency. Solid team. Coach Ryan's going to do a good job of game planning, mixing up the coverages, and it's going to be a challenge. You know, we were successful there last time. Anytime you're on the road, it's hard. It's no matter where you go, it's going to be loud. The home team always comes out, and they're going to give you their best punch early. So it's a game you just kind of have to weather it and get to the fourth quarter and play good football. You know, it's the first year in the offense. It's going to take time. Very few teams go out there first year offensively with new offensive coordinator, new system, and put up 30, 40 points a game. It's a whole season. You got to build on each and every game and get better. It'd be a big boost. You know, anytime you lose a guy like Matt, it hurts. I thought Michael Bush did a great job of filling in, but Matt Forte gives that extra dimension when he's in there. Yeah, I mean, getting those guys back, I mean, I think it's just going to clean up the game. Games are going to move along. The indecision is going to go away, which I think is the biggest thing that's you see across the league is just the indecisiveness. Absolutely. You know, three and outs, first downs, putting ourselves in 2nd and 15, 2nd and 12. It's hard to call a game. It really is. You got to get positive yards on 1st and 2nd down and give yourself a chance. When you're fighting 2nd and 8+. 3rd and 8+, it doesn't really matter what you call it. It's just hard. It's you're fighting uphill. So getting positive yards on 1st down, whether it's run or pass, and the same on 2nd and down and giving yourself a chance is vital. Both. Some similarities, some differences. Everyone's kind of a little bit different. Depends kind of what coaching tree you kind of came down. These guys are a little bit different than some of the 3-4s we've seen in the past. Any 3-4, though, is going to have great edge rushers. It's going to be a lot of Sam and Will blitzing, some man. They're playing a little bit more zone than I think they have in the past with Coach Ryan. So they mix it up well. But, I mean, first and foremost, you got to protect your edges. And with those two guys coming off the ends, it makes it hard. It's fun. You get an extra day to prepare. You're the only game on TV. I think the guys get up for it. The game's a little bit faster. It's fun. Once you get into the game, you got to let the game plan take care of that. Monday through Sunday, in this case, we're gonna do our best to get our game plan prepared and make sure we have the edges shored up and make sure we're taking care of 94, because he could be a problem. If you leave him alone too many times one on one, he's gonna make a play. So you've got to keep him guessing, throw a lot of stuff at him, and hopefully at the end of the day, keep him off you. He's really long. He's really long. He's got a great first step. He's got an array of different moves they can use. So he's a professional. He's been doing this a long time. I go into the game confident every game. We really like this game plan so far. I think the coaches have done a great job putting it together. It's just a matter of us mixing it up enough and keeping them off balance with our play calling and executing the plays.